And a classic way I know someone doesn't really know where they're going yet is whenever they have a product or a service and they say, "Oh, I want to service everybody."
Yeah, man.
I'm like, oh, this guy's lost.
Yeah, I've been having that conversation all week, man. I do free consultations, and people come in, and you know, I tell them that in my mind, their song, it starts off as their baby, but eventually it's a product, and each song is a business, and every business got to know who their client is, and they always say, "My music is for everybody." And I'd be like, "Man, you ain't got enough money to market to everybody, because if this song is for somebody that's from 8 to 10, you got to have a different marketing plan and they in a different place. If it's for somebody in high school, you need money to market to them or whatever." So, yeah, man, when they answer that, man, I just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we try to force them to drill down on starting somewhere. So for us, like I tell them, it's important to be known or be great at something, and people come to you for your greatness. And if they appreciate your work, then they'll ask you, "What else do you do?"
Mm-hmm.
And then you can start asking other services. But man, trying to do something for everybody is great.
It is though, man. You know, if you don't—
What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon, and that was Curtis Daniels. He's the owner of Patchwork. It's a legendary recording studio out of Atlanta, and it really birthed and is the platform for a lot of these, you know, modern day Atlanta trap music that a lot of people love, man. When you first walk into the spot, it kind of gives you some context about just how powerful of a place this is. I mean, it's where Outkast did their first albums at, and Goody Mobs, and you walk in, you have nothing but gold and platinum records on all throughout the hallway. You get back to the actual studio, and it's just beautiful, $1 million like boards there, so they can edit the actual sound in there. And it's the birthplace of a lot of great people out of Atlanta. So T.I. got to start through there, and then, you know, it birthed everything that's currently happening as well with Future and 21 Savage and everything else. So anyway, this guy's legendary, and Curtis is one of the co-founders of the place. He built it up from the ground. And he brings up a great point, man, about how we just can't service everyone, especially out the gate. Normally, you just don't have the actual manpower or the capital to really go about promoting different initiatives all at once. So whether you're launching a brand new product or service, I mean, this is something that it really helps to be super niche down, super narrow, super focused on on pretty much what you can bring the most value to the marketplace with. And you know, you guys should totally go back, listen to the full episode. So it's number 51 on the Real Value Exchange. I'll repost it so it's at the top as well, so you guys can catch that for a nice flashback Friday. But you know, hopefully you guys are enjoying these little episodes that I'm doing, these little mini episodes. And to kind of give you some context, what's happening in the background with Sales Culture, I recently flipped over to a different hosting site. They think they're going to offer a little bit more things there. It's around having a quick trailer, because trailers are great. If you're trying to get your actual podcast to rank higher, you get the trailer out first, and then you come out with the podcast series. It's just giving you guys some insight about some of the things I'm working on behind the scenes, but and finding the right hosting. And I've worked with a lot of the great guys, and still, I still love Libsyn. Libsyn's one of the simplest ones to use. So, you know, maybe something for you guys to check out if you're thinking about starting. But if you want to just kind of get your feet wet, I always recommend just going to Anchor first. Trying out Anchor is free. Make sure that podcasting makes sense for you. Taste it, make sure that you like the taste, and then go about finding your voice and getting your brand moving with in the whole audio space. But anyway, guys, hopefully you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy that episode with Curtis, and I can't wait to talk to you guys.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.